three musicians, two loves, one band. When Ramona and Sam's years-long musical partnership welcomes Tom's experimental edge, their carefully balanced world tilts on its axis. Their band, April and the Rain, transforms into Vandalized by Glitter, mirroring the messy, beautiful complexity of their intertwined hearts. What unfolds is a story that challenges our most fundamental assumptions about relationships. Can love exist beyond traditional boundaries? Is it possible to love two people equally but differently? And how do we reconcile our personal dreams with the connections that define us? Ramona and Sam share an enviable friendship, built on shared playlists, inside jokes, and music's unspoken language. She's a vibrant drummer with a rainbow-sparkled kit matching her expressive personality. He's a thoughtful guitarist who falls into meditative trances while playing. They communicate through subtle glances and instinctively finish each other's musical phrases. Beneath this harmony lies Ramona's secret. Her heart races whenever Sam leans close to adjust her technique or when their hands brush during setup. She loves her best friend, but fears disrupting their balance. Sam seems equally conflicted. His lingering looks suggest deeper feelings, yet he remains paralyzed by the same fear. Their carefully maintained dynamic fractures during college auditions when Ramona meets Tom in the waiting room. Their conversation flows effortlessly from mainstream artists to experimental noise music, creating an instant connection. By the time Sam finishes his audition, Ramona has already reimagined their band's future with Tom, though neither man knows this yet. The first time they play together in Sam's mother's garage, something magical happens. Tom's effects pedals create haunting electronic sounds that weave through Sam's intricate guitar work and Ramona's thunderous drumming. Their individual styles merge into something entirely new, no longer friends fooling around, but a legitimate band with artistic ambitions. During one inspired session, Tom introduces his homemade PVC didgeridoo alongside Sam's sitar and Ramona's polyrhythmic drumming. When Ramona dismisses her approach as just messing around, Tom points out how she naturally finds rhythm everywhere, tapping pencils, drumming on tables, even playing metal railings at school. "You already treat the whole world like your drum set," Sam observes, awakening something profound in Ramona, helping her recognize her instinctive percussion as genuine musical exploration. Their evolving sound demands a new identity. After hours of suggestions, Tom shares the story of his arrest for covering sculptures with biodegradable glitter. The officer's comment, "Everything's been vandalized by glitter," strikes them as perfect. Like glitter that refuses to be forgotten, their music leaves listeners forever changed. Tom's artistic expression extends beyond music into Glitter in Odd Places, a guerrilla art project transforming mundane urban spaces into moments of wonder. He sees artistic potential in everyday objects, questioning why beautification is considered vandalism while corporate advertising remains legal. This rebellious spirit attracts Ramona. On Valentine's Day, they execute their most ambitious project, bombing St. Louis with love. Tom pretends to tie his shoe while Ramona deploys stencils and pink spray paint, leaving "Love is all you need" messages across the city. They later transform a broken chain-link fence at an abandoned school using rubber cement and light blue glitter. "It's awesome," Ramona whispers, in the old-timey biblical meaning of the word, capturing their creation of something transcendent from decay. When Sam joins, he adds political edge. Their most pointed piece modifies a sexist fast food advertisement with glittered letters declaring, "Consume, consume, consume, and die without thinking about it." "Most people are actually pretty smart and cool," Tom observes. "They're just waiting for permission to show it." As Ramona and Tom begin dating, their relationship becomes complicated by unspoken truths. Ramona is drawn to Tom's authenticity while still harboring feelings for Sam. Tom, meanwhile, grapples with his asexuality, experiencing romantic attraction without sexual desire. This tension surfaces when Ramona initiates physical intimacy. Later, in their favorite park, Tom reveals his asexuality, explaining that while he doesn't desire anyone sexually, his love encompasses companionship, emotional connection, and romantic attraction. To his relief, Ramona responds with understanding and admits she also loves Sam, feelings that have persisted throughout their friendship. Rather than showing jealousy, Tom suggests something revolutionary. They could all be together, honoring everyone's needs and identities. They develop a balanced dynamic. Sam and Ramona nurture their physical relationship, while Tom and Ramona maintain their emotional connection with comfortable boundaries. Sam and Tom share a profound platonic love as friends and bandmates. Their arrangement challenges traditional models while demonstrating how love can exist in various forms, all equally valid. Haven't we all felt the limitations of trying to fit complex emotions into simple categories? Their story reminds us that sometimes the most beautiful relationships are those we imagine differently. As senior year progresses, their carefully constructed plans begin to unravel. While Ramona remains focused on attending Artibus to study music like her deceased mother, both Sam and Tom harbor secrets about their diverging futures. Sam realizes his true passion lies in chemistry and sustainable products. Unlike Ramona, who breathes music with every fiber of her being, Sam recognizes that while he loves music, he lacks the all-consuming drive necessary for a professional career. Tom feels increasingly suffocated by conventional expectations, yearning to run, drive across America, write, make unprecedented music rather than follow society's script. The prospect of a safe, sane life terrifies him to his core. The truth erupts one evening when they're lying on the garage floor. Tom confesses, "I'm not going to Artibus," followed by Sam's equally devastating admission. For Ramona, this shatters her sense of security. Without Sam, how will I stay sane? Without Tom, how will I be brave? Isn't this the hardest part of growing up? Discovering that loving someone doesn't guarantee aligned paths, and sometimes growth comes from letting go of carefully planned futures. In an abandoned warehouse, Tom creates a reconciliation moment by painting three intertwined circles labeled Think Differently, Love More, explaining how each represents their unique roles: Ramona as the heart, Sam as the equal sign, and himself as the question mark, symbolizing their interconnection. This opens space for honesty. Sam confesses, "I love you. I'm sorry if that's a problem." When Ramona acknowledges loving them both, Sam responds with maturity, "I know, and I love Tom too. I don't have sexual feelings for him, but I love him. I don't want to own you. I just want to be near you." At their final performance, when someone criticizes their experimental music, Tom declares, "This song is not for you," becoming their manifesto. Their music, like their relationship, exists not for validation, but for connection. As they prepare for separate futures at different schools and paths, they embrace a fundamental truth: authentic self-expression transcends the need for acceptance. Their polyamorous relationship mirrors their musical style, unconventional yet beautiful in its own right. The most profound art emerges from challenging conventions, finding fulfillment not in meeting expectations, but in having courage to write your own song.